Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
They want to show you to high cotton when you sing from slavery. They want to sell and reproduce your golden voice. They want to get down to the bottom of what.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Laurel Canyon is the famous neighborhood in L.A. that was the center of pop music in the late 60s and early 70s. Crosby, Stills and Nash, Carole King, James Taylor, The Eagles, Joni Mitchell, they all lived and made some of their most famous music there. These days, singer, songwriter, and producer Jonathan Wilson is channeling the Laurel Canyon sound on his latest record called Fanfare. Jonathan Wilson joins us here in the studio today. He's at our piano with guitarist Omar Velasco, and they're going to play for us a version of the title track from the album Fanfare, live on Soundcheck. Let me love you. It's all that I can do. Not to touch you. And ooh, I'm in love with you. Yeah, look. Jonathan Wilson, live on Soundcheck, playing a song called Fanfare. That's the title track from Jonathan's most recent album. He was at our piano, Omar Velasco playing the 12-string guitar, live in the Soundcheck studio. And a very different sound, Jonathan, from the one that's on the record, which is like a big, lush, almost orchestral thing. Good to hear the two of you doing this version of here. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
But it is a big song on the record.
Right.
And you're a producer, you know. Right. How do you know when enough is enough? How do you know when the song needs to be bigger or smaller?
Yeah. I think when enough is enough is when the mixing desk is full, right?
When every track is covered. Every track has an instrument.
But actually, like that song, I mean, like it is a big sort of production, you know, and it's got strings and horns and, you know, and like the whole band and a saxophone, solo, and sort of a Roland Kirk freak out, you know, thing there. So,
and people are kind of, you know, responding to the Laurel Canyon thing. You lived in Laurel Canyon for a few years.
Yeah, I was there from 2005 till around 2011.
And certainly that sound is here. How could it not? You've got half of the Laurel Canyon people on this record,
right?
You know, Crosby and Jackson Brown and, you know, all
Graham's
these other...
on it too, yeah. So,
apparently while you were living in Laurel Canyon, you would do these kind of informal jam sessions and stuff. Is that how you met all these people?
Yeah, like that was definitely like the beginning of sort of the mass musical socialization there, you know, like when I came to town.
It was a new beginning because they'd been doing that 40 years ago.
Right. But, you know, at the time that I got there, you know, musically speaking, there wasn't a whole lot, happening. There was a few like guys from metal bands and stuff that were kind of scattered in the canyon still. Yeah, there was, you know, a bit of that. But there certainly was not an American sort of gathering of sound and stuff. And so, yeah, so we kind of started these parties there, and they definitely took off, and it kind of became a tradition there.
Do they still happen?
Not these days.
Because you've moved out of the canyon.
Yeah, and I've sort of...
So you must be the life of the party. You move out and all the music stops.
Well, that is the case like at this time, but, you know, it'll sort of happen again there sometime soon.
It's not just the Laurel Canyon sound, though. I mean, there are references or allusions, sonic allusions to Pink Floyd, late Beatles. Fanfare reminds me of Funeral for a Friend, Elton John. But everything is that time period, late 60s, early 70s. What is it about that time period that draws you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say pretty much it's just the basic explanation. It's just sort of the medium, you know, of a band, maybe a quartet or a quintet, and then sort of what can be done, you know, like with that palette and stuff like that. And you know, that definitely segues into the recording style, like if you cut a song to tape and that type of thing. And
do you do that? Do you use tape?
Yeah.
As opposed to digital?
Yeah, not exclusively, but like every song starts on tape, yeah, for sure.
Wow. Yeah. So as a producer, you know, at a time where the digitalization and the portability of music is paramount, and maybe a lot of people aren't so concerned with the sound.
For sure.
So these could be like audiophile, you know,
for sure,
180 gram vinyl releases.
Yeah, no, like they are actually.
They are,
you know? You know, and to get the drum sounds that we got, for example, on that song, you know, it had to be done to tape. That was the only answer. So.
We're speaking with Jonathan Wilson, the singer, songwriter, pianist, guitarist, and producer. So you've picked up a guitar for this next song.
Yeah.
And this actually is from your first record, right?
Yeah.
You want to do Ballad of the Pines for us?
Yeah, man.
All right. Jonathan Wilson, and once again, Omar Velasco also playing guitar. Jonathan and his band are playing here in New York tonight at the Bowery Ballroom with Laraji as opening act, the New Age zither player who had a moment back in the 80s and is having one again these days. So that's tonight, Bowery Ballroom. And then Friday in Brooklyn, the Music Hall of Williamsburg. Jonathan Wilson performing live here in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called Ballad of the Pines.
Looking for a reason not to stay drunk all the time. Feel my way through the creases of those wrinkled linen sheets of time. When you wandered off to Mexico, leaving, letting no one know you'd flown. Made a truce between the feather and the goose. Come back speaking Spanish to me. I don't water running off the mountain, sliding through the light of dusty souls. Yeah, the field of water grows. I skip the pebble of the lonely mockingbird. When you laundered off with money, man, we all knew there would be no return. That was the moment when the breeze dashed along the wicked seas, came back as the ballad of the pines. Sing it with me if your heart is broken. This is the ballad of the pines. Sing it with me when you're filled with joy, for this is the ballad of the pines. When you're sitting with your best friend, sing it to them, the ballad of the pines. They are standing there like temples, sing it to them, the ballad of the pines.
Very nice. 18 strings worth of guitar going there in that live performance on Soundcheck. Jonathan Wilson singing and playing the 6-string guitar. Omar Velasco playing the 12-string guitar. Song's called Ballad of the Pines, and you will find a version of that on Jonathan's first record, the 2011 LP Gentle Spirit. His latest is called Fanfare, which was released in October. Once again, Jonathan Wilson tonight performing here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom. And then Friday night, he'll be at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn in support of the new record. And while I'm talking, he's frantically retuning virtually every string on the guitar for this next song. And reaching over to Omar's guitar just to make sure they're both in tune with each other. This song is called New Mexico. This is one of the songs on the latest album, Fanfare. And the tuning accomplished, we will now hear it played live on Soundcheck.
Same.
just the same. I knew that I loved you. I loved you just the same.
Jonathan Wilson and a song called New Mexico. Jonathan singing, playing guitar, and Omar Velasco again with him singing and playing guitar. And boy, if you have a song that's like orchestral on the record and you only have two guitars to play it with, what better way to get that sound than to tune all your strings to E, play the song in E, and just let all those strings ring.
Yes.
What a great sound that is.
Oh, thank you so much.
The album is called Fanfare, the latest from Jonathan Wilson, who's been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Jonathan, great to hear you in this kind of unplugged version.
Yeah, man.
Album sounds terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
So I brought with me these here three guitars, yeah, one for the cuts, two for the scars.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
We've arrived in the state of mind where everything's moving deers like limb to limb, mouth to mouth, and hey, you gotta love to love. Gotta love to love.